And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
And now, in keeping with Maximum Rock and Roll's policy of bringing you the latest in blood and guts, and in four-track stereo surround, you are about to hear another first.
Yeah. African fucking whore!
That was Kill Pizza Punks by a band called King Worm. Before that was an oldie from way back in 93 called I Hate Myself But I Hate You More by Bored to Death. And before that was Self-Promotion at its Finest with Fuzzies in Your Head by Santa Rosa band Fuzzy. Before that we had Narc Parade from Kansas City with a song called Ned. And kicking off the set was Mark Winder's old band Guinea Kid with a really good cover of Mongoloid. I'm Gustavo from the gentrified gutters of Lima, Peru, the land of coke and pan flutes. And my buddy Sam Robinson asked me to fill in for Tim and the gang today, so I'm going to pump up the volume Christian Slater style. And this is a song from the 90s.
Wrong man here, wrong man here, wrong man here. We'll find a way to catch him. We'll find a way to catch him. It's been up to us to catch him. Once we figured out who they are. Try to make them up and we said it's a guy like them and start getting off the way on their drum. We'll set them up to bam, put them to the tail with a hammer and a nail. Do what it takes to get them into their cars. Find ass out, get them in every town. Got that cocktail waitress going round, round, round. Watch her go. He orders tequila and another shot of beer. Take a sip of your beer. Is he the next wrong man?
Right. and Lawrence Fox, oh baby, she's the style of hero we have to do.
Get out of here.
Off the set was Wrong Man Here by Dory Toretz and the Skirtheads, and it was recently the 10-year anniversary of Dory's passing, and I'm gonna let you finish, Taylor, but Dory Toretz was the greatest songwriter in the history of rock and roll, and the Skirtheads were the best band in the world. After that, we had the Jocks with Give Me Your Germs. After that was a band called Chata with This Pipe Is an Ice Bong, and Chata was a one-man band, and that one man is Memo Morales, who has a new band with real people this time called Pretty Shitty, and they just put out a new tape. And the last song in the set was by a band called 976, until they got beat up and had to change their name to the Skirtheads. Now this.
Line.
Can't you? 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 Can't
That was called Assholes by Mommy Longlegs, and before that was a band from Peru by the name of Alias La Gringa, and the song was Diablos, or Devils. Before that we had Home Alone by a band called Gene Jam from Chicago. Just before that was David Copperfuck with Night Blindness. And kicking off the set was Oakland Legends' Civil Dysentery with a great song called The Finish Line. And this is High Anxiety.
When you asked him for the key, oh no. You said your name's like you ready, oh no. It wasn't last from down the hall, oh no. Police, they never heard the call. Should've killed you in your sleep, oh no. When the rape hit the leaves, oh no.
But you weren't there. I remember your mannequins in underwear. There were big fat men smoking big cigars.
So that first song was called Low Society by Maximum Rock and Roll's favorite band, High Anxiety, who have a new 7-inch out. And this band just keeps getting better and better with time, aging like a fine malt liquor. After that, we had Poser Posse with a song called White Cars. And after that was Atomic Cafe by Tulsa. Then we had Christmas Song by Sexy, because Sexy was amazing, but also because it's the perfect Christmas song, which is coming up. And finishing up that set was a song called Life by Don't Ask. And you can get their new album from Deimos Records. And this next song is from Uranium Club.
They say I know who my friends are.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let...
Starting the set was Uranium Club with The Lottery out of their latest album. After that were the great Abby Yo-Yos with Bohemian Grove. And after that was a song called Middle Ages by Seattle band Wimps, followed by Gente Estúpida by Peruvian band Hazme Reír. After that we had Social Sickness with Nobody Likes a Thinker. Right after that was Funeral Shock with Here Is, and that came out on the Welcome to the Golden State compilation. And closing out the set was The Fondled with You Suck Eggs.
Let's get it! Do you have a job for a girl like me? I burned out my brain on LSD, but do you have a job for a girl like me? I don't work hard and I don't work fast. I used to be in jail, but now that's all in the past. I don't have a car, so it's gotta be close, and I can't get a help card because I'm too fucking broke. Well, I don't have any friends, so I can't get a reference. And I don't work with men because that's not my preference.
That was Mr. Wrong with a great cover of Do You Have a Job for a Girl Like Me? Before that was Fracaso by another Peruvian band called Poncho Negro. And before that was Men's Recovery Project with their classic song Normal Man. And starting the set was White Trash Superman with Speed It Up, which I'm pretty sure is not about speed, but it's a good song anyway. And before I wrap up this mess, I want to give a shout out to Sylvia Manzo, Ian Rogers, Alexis Gold, and my buddy Sam Robinson, who made a huge mistake by letting me do the show, which I'm going to wrap up with some Hobo Johnson from Sacramento, California. And that's because the definition of punk I found in the dictionary was kind of vague, but I think this dude's lyrics are pretty punk. So till we meet again, I'm Gustavo. Peace.
Is there a recipe to be famous? If so, I'll rate your rate this shit and move to Vegas. And bet on everything I see, even my own friends' lives. We surely binge on different drugs that now I won't take twice. I'll probably go off of the deep end and depend on three friends to keep them drinks far away from me. And when they do, I say, hey, you're not my fucking dad. Quit acting like these women taking things straight from my hand. And then I laugh. Ha. I'm gonna be the biggest asshole that the world has ever seen. Shitting out eccentric garbage, huge egos, and other normal things. And boy, would the farts fuckers stink. And boy, would the farts fuckers stink. Is there a recipe to come down off of the mental stage? You put yourself on with thousands screaming your name. How could your ego not inflate? How could it not get big until it breaks? So if what I think is true, if visions turn to views, then I might not talk to yous. Cause I'll be so busy singing, so busy being the biggest asshole that the world has ever seen. And boy, with a farts fucking stink. And boy, with a farts fucking stink. Gonna be the biggest asshole that the world has ever seen. I'ma try to get with every girl who's had the same boyfriend since 18. And when she asks, hey Frank, what are we? I'll hit her with the oh, you know it's just the fling, obviously. I'ma be a giant motherfucking hole in the wall, talking about a bunch of things that I don't even know at all. And my opinion will matter somehow. And kids will soak it up like Otter Pops and cigarettes, no doubt. I'ma roll through my city with my windows tinted and my own music playing loud enough to get a ticket. And I'll pay it and not even think twice about the homeless guy who's really, really nice but needs a dollar though. Holler, yo, punch me in the face if you hear how I go on and on about how my life is getting difficult. I'm blessed with a pessimistic outlook on everybody else and the nuts to talk about it. And the nuts to talk about it. And the nuts to talk about it. Ooh, and the nuts to talk about it.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.